This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, every time Venezuela comes up on Free Talk Live, we also have to talk about the Petro, or at least almost every time. It's an important, ridiculous thing that has been going on where the government there has purported to have launched its own cryptocurrency. But so far, the evidence that this thing actually exists is scant at best. We have yet to been able to actually talk to somebody. You had said that Chris Reitman, our Thursday night co-host,
that's
had actually installed the app.
At the crypto meetup.
And he had installed the app.
Yeah.
But what apparently he didn't tell you was when he tried to actually use it, he couldn't actually do anything with it.
I've got a couple of dead bones. I can install a copy of the app after the show. Maybe for the after show we'll install the app and see what it does.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, he basically said he installed it and he told me what it did.
Which is nothing, apparently.
I did not understand. I was not communicated very well, at least, that he was not able to actually purchase anything.
Right. I guess that's what you're supposed to be able to do with it.
Yeah, So I mean, at least that must be the article that we read or whatever. And so that's interesting.
So we'll talk more about that. And yes, Rich, we are going to do an after show. Thanks for mentioning that. That's coming up on our video streaming platform. So we'll be on DLive over at DLive.LRN.FM. I mean, we're streaming there now, but we'll be exclusive to these platforms after 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Also over at Twitch.LRN.FM. So we've been talking about the Venezuelan fall from relative wealth by comparison to the rest of South America. They were the most wealthy country at one point within the last 20 years. And, of course, socialism and centralized money printing, hyperinflation, and nationalization of various different companies has absolutely wreaked total havoc on the economy and the people's health and well-being there. It's hard to get your hands on food on a regular, reliable basis.
Now, the leftists say this is all because of economic sanctions on the United States
that were started under Trump.
Well, there were some that were started in 2014.
This started 20-something years ago at a minimum. Because I remember back 20 years ago, I knew people who were fleeing Venezuela. Like, wealthy people were fleeing because the government, because of Chavez, who's dead now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, on 2 June 2010, Chavez declared, this is from the Wikipedia page on Hugo Chavez, on 2 June 2010, Chavez declared an economic war due to shortages in Venezuela, beginning the crisis in Bolivarian Venezuela. And that's a reference to a guy named Bolivar who was the model for Hugo Chavez's socialist revolution there.
No,
so the crisis predates the sanctions by many years.
Oh, yeah. It does. You know, I do want to point out, though, that the U.S. government's sanctions do probably have a negative impact on these countries. But it's not the reason. Right. It's not the reason that these countries have failed. It's because of bad policies, and it gets to a point where, the U.S. government wants to, force these people out of power, because there are, benefits of capitalism and so forth. And so they have done certain things that I think have have been a little extreme. And one of the things the U.S. did actually here, I think in this past week actually, is that they no longer allow basically companies to fly between the United States and Venezuela.
That's correct. We reported on that last night.
And there was a bunch of companies have already decided not to do that for a while now.
That's true.
But the U.S. government is saying now that you can't.
No one can.
Right. And that's not the way it should be. So certainly I think there is an argument to be said that there are effects of the United States government's on these countries.
However, in order to believe the claim that the socialists are saying is that the sanctions are the cause of all this trouble.
No, that's not
the
true.
Suggestion there is that in order for socialism to succeed, they have to be able to trade with the United States.
Right, with capitalist countries.
Yeah. which means it's going to be a problem for when they establish worldwide socialism.
Right, who are they going to trade with?
Well, they're going to have to move the United States to Mars or something so they can keep trading with us.
Venezuela, at one point, this is the New York Times, Latin America's wealthiest country, has not been shattered by armed conflict. Instead, economists say the poor governance, corruption, and misguided policies of President Nicolas Maduro and his predecessor Hugo Chavez have fueled runaway inflation, shuttered businesses, and brought the country to its knees.
To quote Milton Friedman, inflation is everywhere and always a monetary phenomena. That means the only policy that brings on inflation is printing money.
Correct. That's what they do. Inflation, a lot of people don't know, inflation is not a rise in prices. A rise in prices is a symptom of inflation. That's an indicator that you may be suffering from inflation.
Which makes sense, because I remember asking my dad when I was a kid, because inflation was a big issue here during the 70s.
Yep.
And, I said, why do they call it inflation when the dollars are getting smaller? And he didn't have an answer for me. Well, I know the reason is because the money supply stays the same size, so when you print more dollars, inflate the money supply, it deflates the dollar.
The value of it, yep.
Exactly.
And in recent months, the Trump administration has imposed stiff sanctions to try to cripple it further. As the country's economy plummeted, armed gangs took control of entire towns. They mean different armed gangs besides the government.
Yes.
Public services collapsed, and the purchasing power of most Venezuelans has been reduced to a couple of kilograms of flour per month.
Although in a lot of cases, those armed gangs were almost certainly, however, Bolivarian supporters.
Correct. They're funded by Maduro.
The reason that I say that is because in Venezuela, they confiscated all of the privately owned firearms, and then when people started to fight back against the government, they gave the firearms back to the people, but only to the people who supported the government.
Correct.
So that's the origin of these armed gangs. They're basically pro-government militias, if you can imagine that sort of a horror.
Yep, you are absolutely right. They call themselves colectivos, or they're referred to as colectivos. We read an article about
collectivists. Them. They properly identify themselves.
Calling it
we're
like
killing
it is.
You in the name of collectivism.
Exactly. So basically, they're criminal gangs that are on the side of Maduro and will essentially do his dirty work, the stuff that his men can't officially be seen doing. He has these guys take care of.
And imagine what could be so filthy that the Venezuelan military wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
That's a good question.
Something really bad.
That's frightening.
Really bad stuff. I had an article about that a while back, but I don't know what I did with it. Anyway, the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ah, here it is. From the Chicago Tribune, Maduro's muscle motorcycle gangs known as colectivos are the enforcers for Venezuelan's authoritarian leaders.
Does that translate as bikers for Chavez?
Yes. No, not quite, but that's basically what they are.
Okay, because I seem to remember a similar phenomenon here. Wasn't there a bikers for Trump?
There might have been. As the country's economy plummeted, the armed gangs took control. In markets, butchers hit by regular blackouts jostled to sell decomposing stock by sunset.
That's rotten.
Former laborers scavenged through garbage piles for leftovers and recyclable plastic. Dejected retailers make dozens of trips to the bank in hopes of depositing several pounds worth of bills made worthless by hyperinflation.
Why would you be accepting the boulevard at that point if it's not worth anything?
You have to.
It's legal tender, probably.
That's what the definition of legal tender is.
Do you think that if we have legal tender laws, Venezuela doesn't? The other thing is there's actual price fixing in effect there, so they tell you how many you have to
trade. If you're not able to make any money from doing that activity, there's no point in showing up to work.
That's why many businesses are
closing. But you don't want your neighbors to starve, so you show up as long as you can anyway. Because thinking about it on a small scale, they're not understanding understanding the large-scale economic policy problems that are causing this. That's why they're not all revolting against socialism. They don't understand that getting rid of socialism would get rid of the problem.
The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on Venezuela, the madness there as we continue. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, the Petro. Is it even something that you can get yet? As it's been more than a year since they supposedly started it.
Concerned the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools?
Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump into one of those, and we'll get you on the air with us We're talking about Venezuela and just the absolute disaster that that country is at the moment, comparing it to war-torn countries. The people who pay attention to these things say that that's really the only, when you compare Venezuela to other countries, the only ones that have been destroyed worse are the ones that have been literally decimated by bombings. It's
well, when
bad.
You think about it, though, Marx's entire theory of socialism was based on class war. So they are suffering a war, but it's an internal war of all against all, as Ayn Rand called it.
By the way, I do want to let you know about AnyPay, because if you're looking to accept cryptocurrency in your business, whether you're in Venezuela or you're in the U.S. or Russia or wherever it is you happen to be listening to us, you can take cryptocurrency without having to ask anybody's permission. You just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and the folks over at AnyPay will walk you through the very simple process. We're talking about a few moments of your time, and you will be up and running accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, BTC, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and others. I just used AnyPay twice today. I bought some food with AnyPay, a local watering hole, and also had my car fixed with AnyPay, and they just make it so easy. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They've got an iOS and Android app that you load up on your point of sale device. Like, you've got a tablet at your front register, you're basically halfway done, and it's so easy to do. You'll be shocked at how simple.
Was the Bitcoin Cash back working?
It is.
Nice.
It is. Helpmetakebitcoin.com, and yeah, some of the merchants that are real merchants that actually have physical brick and mortar locations have Dash back and Bitcoin Cash back enabled from AnyPay, which is a nice little 10% bonus to any customers who make a purchase.
Dash back was definitely working a couple hours ago when I bought my food at Corner News. I don't know if is there a Bitcoin Cash back there?
There is now. Mm-hmm.
And is that applicable to anybody anywhere, or is it
just the same businesses that are getting Dash back? So the approved
New Hampshire, then.
You can't just sign up with an anonymous email address and claim that you're a business and get free money from AnyPay. You got to actually have a real physical brick and mortar location to qualify for that. But go to help.
But
take
these
Bitcoin.
Guys are agorists, so they'll probably do your agorist business.
They
if
might.
You're serious.
Help me take Bitcoin.com. You can go there and learn more. And again, Venezuela, a lot of people interested in cryptocurrency there. There's a high interest in Bitcoin and Dash, for instance, by the people in Venezuela, because it's a way to protect themselves from hyperinflation. While Bitcoin is unstable in the marketplace, it's nowhere near as bad as the hyperinflation instability of the Bolivar Soberano, which just continues to lose value day after day, while the Bitcoin at least has the chance of going up in value, and it has been recently.
But imagine the stability. I mean, the Bolivar has been in hyperinflation
for
decades.
Years.
Imagine the kind of talent it takes to maintain that as a streak for that long. That stability.
With their central bank, which doesn't even do its own printing, by the way. They hire out their printers.
A lot of countries do, though.
Yeah.
That's actually not uncommon.
Yeah. Well, there was actually a story years back, I remember, that they were having a hard time getting enough hard currency to get their money printed, because
the people who were
printing it wouldn't take it as payment for the printer.
They wanted dollars or euros.
You can't just say keep a pallet of the stuff for yourself.
Doesn't work.
Not good enough.
Nobody wants that garbage. So in Maracaibo, this is an article from the New York Times, so they're just kind of looking at how bad things are there. Maracaibo, a city of 2 million on the border with Colombia. Nearly all of the butchers in the main market have stopped selling meat cuts in favor of offal and leftovers like fat shavings and cow hooves.
That's awful.
The only animal protein many of their customers can still afford. The crisis has been compounded by American sanctions intended to force Maduro to cede power to the nation's opposition leader, Juan Guaido. Trump administration's recent sanctions on their state oil company have made it difficult for the government to sell its main commodity, oil. Together with the American ban on trading Venezuelan bonds, the administration has made it harder for Venezuela to import any goods, including food and medication. Now, they're blaming Trump for that in this story, but the fact is, before Trump, they also were having difficulty importing goods because nobody wants their money.
It's
nobody wants it.
Companies can't even operate in Venezuela because they can't afford to purchase the product because they have to do it at a certain rate, I think it was. But
you can't buy... if I'm going to sell you a pallet of toilet paper for the same reason the money printers won't take the same money in payment, if I'm going to sell you a pallet of toilet paper and, you know, ship it in there, I'm not taking Bolivar for that either. You got to come up with dollars if you want to do that. And that,
right.
You know, may put you in hot water with the Venezuelan government if you're not using the Venezuelan's government's money.
And using their exchange rate. The
right.
other thing is,
yeah.
you would be limited in how much money that you were able to offer to this foreigner, even if you could find one who would take bolivars, to the official exchange rate.
Right.
Because they've fixed your retail price. You can't,
correct.
your wholesale price can never be higher than your retail price, or you're literally just going out of business slowly.
Right. And if you want to buy dollars, you have to buy them on the black market in Venezuela. You can't go into a bank, even at the official exchange rate, and exchange Bolivar for dollars. You
yeah.
can do the reverse.
The rate they say is this, but they haven't any.
Well, you can do the reverse. You can come in with a dollar to the bank and get whatever the official exchange rate is of Bolivar, in which case you're getting hosed because you could
yeah.
go into the black market and get 5,000 of them for $1. But again, if you want to buy dollars, you've got to buy them in the black market. And, you know, this isn't an easy thing to accomplish necessarily.
Right. Well, there's going to be a lot of competition for them. And that's one of the reasons that real cryptos, not the petro, interestingly mm-hmm. enough, but real cryptos are mm-hmm. taking off in Venezuela. And I would
right.
be really curious to find out if there's any indication of how much of that is Bitcoin Cash, because I have a hard time believing that they're paying the Bitcoin transaction rates down
no,
there.
No, not with the ridiculous fees on Bitcoin. BTC, no way. I've heard Dash is pretty big.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't Dash supposedly taking off down there?
Supposedly. I don't know how, you know, yeah. there's a lot of claims, but obviously we've never been to see it.
You know, this is one of those things that's kind of hard to know, just because until you know somebody who's actually down there,
right.
and are they biased? Because there's a lot of biased individuals out there.
Absolutely.
That will give you just like you just can't believe what they're saying because they have some sort of interest, financial or otherwise.
Everybody's
in
biased.
A particular cryptocurrency. So you get kind of bad information.
Shortages have sunk much of the population in a deepening humanitarian crisis, though a core group of military top brass and high-level officials who remain loyal to Maduro are able to tap into the remaining resources to survive or even enrich themselves through illicit means. To many, it seems each month brings new record lows. Venezuela has the world's largest proven oil reserves, but its oil output, once Latin America's largest, has fallen faster in the past year than Iraq's after the American invasion in 2003, according to data from the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Now, again, they blamed Trump for that earlier in this article, but a couple years ago we read a story about how Venezuela couldn't export oil. And this was prior to Trump's sanctions. They couldn't export their own oil because their ships, their cargo ships, wouldn't meet international standards. So they couldn't actually ship the oil out of port.
Oh, wow.
Probably they could. They just couldn't dock, I would imagine, in the other countries.
Maybe.
Well, you can ship it out, but if they can't yeah. receive it, that's
right,
no good.
Right, right.
Their ships wouldn't pass inspection, basically. They were just...
Right, they wouldn't be allowed into another country.
Shape.
Right.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Report that National Security Advisor John Bolton is trying to push the president into a military confrontation with Iran isn't true, according to President Trump.
Mike Pompeo's doing a great job. Bolton's doing a great job. It's bull, okay?
The president making his remarks in a speech to the National Association of Realtors in Washington, D.C. GOP Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah tells CNN the evidence against Iran the president has is concerning.
It was appropriate to send a carrier strike group. Again, that is sending the message. That's putting yourself in a good defensive posture. But I think a lot of people assumed, oh man, we're about to go to war with Iran, and why are we doing that? And I think the administration just wanted to, again, temper down some of those emotions.
Wall Street, again, wraps up the trading week in negative territory, with the Dow Jones closing down 99 points, while the S&P fell 17 points and the NASDAQ dropped 80. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And want to say thanks to Izzy, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Izzy contributes $5 a month to our AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's a way for you to get behind what we do here and help us get on more radio stations around the country. We passed the 200 mark. We could hit 300 at some point. Thank you. That's going to probably take a little while. These things take time. It took us, I think, 8 years to get from 100 to 200. So, you know, but we appreciate your efforts. And your $5 a month now actually is more effective than your $5 a month would have been 15 years ago when we started the AMP program. And the reason for that is
deflation?
This business is kind of a monkey-see-monkey-do kind of business to some extent. Once a bunch of stations are carrying your show, it's a lot easier to pitch the show to new stations, right? Like, oh, you know, if you're a program director, do you want to add this new show that has three stations? Or do you want to add a show that's been around for 15 years that's got 200 stations, right? Like, there's something to be said for having a track record of success.
Yeah, because they would not think twice about dropping the show if it stopped having listeners.
Indeed. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. Do like Izzy and join the AMP program. You get some cool perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We were talking about Venezuela's abject failure of socialism. Even the New York Times has to admit it. Let's go to Ronald in New Jersey listening to a station with which I'm not necessarily familiar. Ronald, where are you calling from in Jersey?
Scotch Plains. Venezuela and the socialism. They had a thing, radio.com. Maj Touré covered that. M-A-J-T-O-U-R-E. 421 Easter Sunday, WPHT in Philadelphia. The third hour, 5:45 p.m. Eastern. African-American man is thrown in jail as accuser admits he made up lies on him, can kill him when he gets to jail. You can hear and see these attempts carried out.
I don't know what you just said to me. Did either of you make, could you understand what the hang up on you there? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's too bad. You know, if you actually have something to say, get on the air and say it without putting a bunch of website promos, just interspersing them through what you were saying. I couldn't make out heads nor tails of what that guy was saying.
No.
Let's continue here. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, just some more fun facts about judges. This is a case I've told you about before, but it's really, really, really entertaining reading if anybody feels like it. And I'll share another fact or two with you. And where I'm getting it from is the New Mexico Judicial Standards Commission. If anybody's interested, it's easy. You Google that. The site comes right up. And then you can see where they have listed case after case after case of these New Mexico legal professionals, judges and otherwise, that have been sanctioned by the judicial standards and the Supreme Court and stuff. And they have the actual court
documents. But they still have their jobs, right?
Well, some do, and a lot of them don't. A lot of them get suspended temporarily or permanently, or they resign, or they're just flat out canned by the Supreme Court. But this one case in particular it could be a movie. It's so funny the way these judges were stealing from this guy in particular. And this is the case of the judge Pamela D. Smith in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. And she's getting the consequences. And it started out in 2017. But, for example, one of the funny things this judge did is what she was doing is she was stealing money from a dead guy. And she happened to be the probate judge on the case. She was also the medical examiner deputy in that area, which is a conflict of interest. Mm. And one of the things that she did to steal this dead guy's money is she needed to forge some papers in the case beyond what was actually legitimate in the file. And so on a given evening, around 9 o'clock in the evening or so, she texted the county clerk asking her what time she's going to be in the office the next morning. And the clerk texted back like 6:30, 7 a.m. And so the judge said that she would meet her at the clerk's there at 7 a.m. She arrives at the clerk. The clerk unlocks the door, lets the judge in before hours, and they're in the library of the building. And the clerk excuses herself to go get coffee. And when she comes back, the judge isn't in the library anymore. The judge is in the clerk's private office. Mm. And what was going on in there is this document that I'm reading that anybody can read says that the dead guy's family was told by the clerk that there were 10 pages in a file that had to do with this case before that meeting that I just described. And then after that meeting where the judge was found unauthorized in the clerk's private office, there were now 13 pages in this file that had originally contained 10. And upon closer examination, there were lots of clerical errors, procedural errors noticed in the way that the extra three pages had been created. In other words, they were looking like they were created by somebody who didn't ordinarily do those clerk type duties. And so what the judge had done, as it turns out, is the reason that she texted the clerk the night before to ask what time she could come in to meet with her was because she intended to slip these extra three forged documents into the file that authorized some of the money transferring that was going on illegally. So that's just one of the fun things that...
And so how did they catch her? Because the clerk noticed her in her office and was like, what WTF, you know, what's going on here?
Well, that's one of the things. That's just part of the evidence against this judge. The bottom line is there's many ways they caught her. The main way was that the family that actually existed of the dead guy, that the judge Pamela Smith and her husband Randy, the family that they were trying to pretend didn't exist, found out that their brother, their uncle, had died, and the family knew all about his estate and knew that the nephew was supposed to get this and that and his bank accounts and all that stuff. And so they knew that, and then when they found out their uncle had died and none of this had happened, they started going through the legal steps to gain control of the estate that their uncle had said that he was leaving to them. And that's when they discovered all of these discrepancies and how the judge and her husband, Smith, had already cleaned out the bank accounts.
Hubris. The gall of this woman to try to take money from a dead person out from underneath the family members who, you know, purportedly were supposed to receive it. David, thanks for sharing that story tonight. Of course, you know, and he's got some good corrupt judge stories that he's called with over the years. For all the corruption, for all the busted corrupt judges, it's not like things have gotten any better. You know, it's not like the government is any more honest or anything like that. Then they just replace one bad judge with another one.
This reminds me. Make tar and feathers great again.
This reminds me why a lot of people with money will basically give that money to their kids and family before they get to a point where they are about to die, and it's just so that
to avoid the will legal process, all that,
the whole legal
also
process to
tax.
Avoid it, and the taxes, and for a variety of reasons, it's
awful.
I mean, if you don't want your kids fighting over the money, over their inheritance, give it to them beforehand. So there's less to fight over later.
Which you ought to do in Venezuela, for sure. If you have any savings whatsoever, get rid of it as quickly as you can.
Well, before you pass your fortunes on to your children before you die, you might want to read King Lear.
Who's that?
By Shakespeare. King Lear divided his kingdom between his three children, and then they each in turn threw him out of his castle.
Ungrateful little brats.
Course.
So, we got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are imminent. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're going to be doing an episode of Freer Talk Live a little bit later on tonight. It won't be immediately after the show, but if you stick around for probably the next half hour or so, we'll start probably by 10:30 Eastern time, I think. So we've got a couple things to take care of before we do that. So, keep us tuned. That too. Keep us tuned over at dlive.lrn.fm and twitch.lrn.fm. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time here. If you want to join us now, our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines open to you at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight is Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris. As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts. Also, we've been discussing Venezuela again, as we do from time to time here on Free Talk Live. A detailed story in the New York Times sort of chronicling the abject failure of the government system there. Of course, socialism failing once again in Venezuela and pointing out that their hyperinflation expected to reach 10 million% this year, according to the IMF, is on track to become the longest period of runaway price rises, which is not inflation, New York Times. It is the inflation, as you pointed out earlier, Rich, is the increase in the money supply.
Let me qualify that statement, though, because the Austrian School of Economics defines inflation as an increase in the size of the money supply.
That's what it is.
But the traditional definition of inflation was a persistent rise in prices over time. The Austrians define it that way to make clear that that is everywhere and always the cause of that persistent crisis. I can imagine one other way that it could happen, which is if your government wasn't printing new money, but people thought your government was going to disappear off the face of the earth in the near future, That could cause the persistent rise in prices, but it would not be too true.
Has that ever happened in the history of all governments?
Never that I've heard of. People will generally keep trading it as long as they can trade it, but there are precipitous falls where people will try to get into gold or silver or foreign currency.
I wonder how it relates to, say, increasing costs of doing business as a result of, like, taxation. Everybody keeps raising their prices in order to compensate for the new taxes. It's not directly inflate the money supply, but...
The problem with that is that at the same time that the taxes were exerting an upward pressure on prices, they'd be exerting a downward pressure on disposable income. So in that context, if you raise your prices, you may well switch over into a loss. Or you may lose enough customers that,
but if everybody else is doing it as well, which they would be, presumably,
you could well. I mean, I think some places would, I'm sure there would be a lot of different strategies to cut costs in,
well, we've seen taxes rising, I mean, leading to rising prices. Just look at,
look at the 25% tariff. I think that's a perfect example.
That's one example. Mm-hmm. Or just look at, New York City where they're regulating.
Walmart raised its taxes 13%, or raised their prices 13%.
Yeah. That's another example. You can also look at New York City, where they have implemented minimum wages that have dramatically risen prices in the area of restaurants. Because, yes, Rich, they do try to cut back on staff and things like that, but at some point, you can only cut back the quality of the product so far, right? Like, you still have to serve edible food, and you can only cut your staff back so far. At some point, you got to increase the prices.
Well, yeah, at some point, you're all owner-operators, because the only person exempt from minimum wage is you.
Exactly. Let's go to Lewis. He's calling us from Maryland, watching on Twitch. Oh, and he apparently hung up. All right, so
Twitchy.
Twitched and hung up the phone. Venezuela's hyperinflation, again, expected to hit 10% this year. They say it's the longest period of such inflation since the Democratic Republic of Congo in the 1990s. Sergei Lanau, deputy chief economist at the Institute of International Finance, says, quote, this is essentially a total collapse in consumption. It's also a collapse in production because the government seized the means of production and ran it into the ground.
Yeah, they say collapse of consumption, like people aren't eating enough.
I'm pretty sure
people are failing to eat enough.
They would love to eat if they could.
They would love to eat.
Right.
They've got a lot of demand.
Yeah.
If you lose your job or you're not getting paid for the job you do, well, yeah, consumption is going to go down because you can't afford to pay for the things that you need in order to, you know, eat.
Yeah, they've got a picture here of men filling jugs with dirty water from a dirty stream, which is their only supply on days they don't have running water. Which was apparently a thing. The Institute estimates that the drop in Venezuela's economic output under Maduro has undergone the steepest decline by any country not at war since at least 1975. By year's end, Venezuela's gross domestic product will have shrunk by 62% since the beginning of the recession in 2013.
And, of course, you know what 75 was.
He's
probably talking about the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. I'm pretty sure.
Could be. Which coincided with Maduro's coming to power, according to the Finance Institute's estimates. Venezuela's government, by the way, hasn't released official macroeconomic statistics since 2014, forcing economists to rely on indicators like imports to estimate economic activity. So the government is not telling you anything about how much money they're printing or what's going on inside.
Yeah, it's like, ladies, think of what you think when a guy won't tell you how much he makes. That's not a good sign.
By contrast, the median economic decline in the former Soviet republics was about 30% during the peak of the crisis in the mid-1990s. So they're saying it's even worse than the Soviet Union. For now, the government is concentrating its scarce resources in Caracas, but the state's presence is melting in the hinterlands, an absence that has been particularly glaring in Zulia, Venezuela's most populous state. Its capital, Maracaibo, was once Venezuela's oil powerhouse. The blackout in March, you may recall, lasted for like a week. plunged the state into a week of darkness and chaos that left about 500 businesses ransacked. Power has been sporadic ever since, exacerbating long-standing water and gasoline shortages and leaving towns without functional banking systems and cell phone coverage for days on end.
Oh, yeah. Imagine you're starving to death and the power goes out.
This reminds me of a story out of California about how they're going to have up to 15 blackouts this summer and for up to a week in a row.
Why?
Because of government's interference in...
Where?
In California.
Oh, my God.
How do they know this is coming without being able to stop
the state? It was something along the lines of the state wouldn't allow the electric companies to, like, cut brush back or something for environmental reasons, but results in fires catching, things catching fire, which results in them saying that they're going to be, whenever it gets, I guess, basically too dry, they will be cutting power.
Well, that was one of the complaints about Venezuela, is why they got such a bad situation with their power system. It's not because of Trump. It's because of mismanagement of their resources,
right.
And they were doing the same thing with letting the growth underneath the power lines go crazy. They weren't trimming it back, and that was causing problems.
Because when you work for the government, they're going to pay you the same whether you do a good job or a bad job. So you might as well give the job to your cousin Tony, because cousin Tony will hook you up with a case of liquor on Christmas if he's got a job, you know?
Power has been sporadic ever since, they say. The flea market, a once bustling maze of stalls from which vendors hawked food and household goods, has become the face of the crisis. Juan Carlos Valles arrives at his tiny canteen in the corner of the market by 5 a.m. and begins making a broth out of beef bones and frying corn pastries in the darkness. He says his stall has been without power since March. His sales are down 80% since last year, and each day is a struggle against soldiers who force him to accept nearly worthless, low-denomination bills.
Capitalism now! Power to the people!
Whatever money he makes, he immediately invests in more bones and corn flour because prices go up daily. He says, if you take a rest, you lose. He's run his canteen since 1998. Quote, the money has become worthless. By the time you take it to the bank, you've already lost some of it, he said. Real incomes in Venezuela have fallen to levels last seen in the country in 1979, according to the International Finance Institute, leaving many to survive by collecting firewood, gathering fruit, and fetching water in streams. Miguel Gonzalez, head of the community council in Maracaibo's shantytown, says, quote, the government is talking about solutions in the long and medium term, but the hunger is now.
You know, I wonder if it's just the soldiers who he's forced to take those bills from, or if it's everybody that comes to his stall.
Well, legal tender means you have to take it from everybody, but... Mm-hmm. You know,
but
the
people break the
ones
law
with the guns
all the time, right? Yeah. Right. I wonder if the soldiers are going to go after him if he refuses legal tender from others, or if it's just their own interest.
If they see it happen, they might.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, is they can... There's always selective enforcement. You can bet that their interests are going to receive top billing, though.
Absolutely.
There's more of the horrors of this story. I'm going to post it on our various social media, twitter.freetalklive.com, toots.freetalklive.com for our decentralized Mastodon profile, and also telegram.freetalklive.com. Continue to tune in over at twitch.lrn.fm and dlive.lrn.fm. We'll be back there here in moments.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5000 fastest growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.